Good morning. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with John McCurdy, and he is the Executive Director of SWPCO, Southwest Iowa Planning and...
Planning Council.
It's not all that difficult. But John, today we really want to talk about the transportation, the SWTA. What counties, though, do we include in that?
Sure. SWTA covers an 8-county region, which to our north would be Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Cass, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page.
That's a pretty big area, but I know that's, you know, divided out all over the state. So SWTA, Southwest Iowa Transit Agency, what's the basic purpose mission of SWTA?
Right. We are the designated public transit agency for this area, which means our mission is to provide transportation for everyone who needs it that we can. So we do a large number of rides for folks that are going to medical appointments. We take kids to daycare. We take kids to Head Start. We do school routes. We bring people from Omaha to work out in Oakland Foods. It's just a huge range of need in our area that I think everybody just assumes, well, everybody hops in their own car. But there's a huge need. We do about 350,000 to 400,000 rides a year in our area. And we are SWTA. There's 17 rural transit agencies, and we are the biggest one in the state. We have 77 vehicles, I believe, right now, and about 60 drivers on the payroll.
Do you think it makes any difference that I think of the counties you mentioned are very rural, not many big cities in there, versus some other parts of the state, there would be more big cities. Do you think that makes any difference in the number of rides you're providing?
I think it does, and I think we benefit as well in that a lot of our folks, you know, you think about Glenwood, Red Oak, Atlantic, Missouri Valley, et cetera, might also receive services in Omaha, Council Bluffs. So we do a lot, and we provide quite a bit of service in Council Bluffs, even though there's a metro transit. But they're more what you think about when you think of a bus line. You know, there's a fixed route, certain rate, get on and get off. Whereas, you know, a lot of ours is what they call demand response. So I've got an appointment, or even if it's a recurring thing, you might contact us and set up kind of your own schedule. So I think that's where the flexibility, because you need that. And again, in a rural area, it would be silly for us to say, okay, we're going to run a bus that's going to go to Cumberland, Messina, Anita, back to Atlantic, and it's going to do that 3 times a day. That would not work. But in our area, that's why our service is constructed the way it is.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go into some specific kind of, I'm going to call them special or specific kinds of services. Let's start with the taxi tickets.
Yeah, that is something that is, I think, a very important piece of living in Atlantic that a lot of people don't even think about, is we're very fortunate here in our community to have two independent taxi companies that operate very much as taxi would in a big city. But the difference is that we have contracted with them so that they are part of the public transit system, which means that if you're elderly or disabled and come into the SWTA office, 1501 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic, you can purchase discounted taxi tickets. I believe they're $2.75 as opposed to the $5 normal fare. And to give you some perspective, we order 25,000 taxi tickets a year for a town of 7,000 people.
That just sort of blows my mind to think about that. But then if you start thinking of people's individual lives, they don't go someplace just once a week or for one purpose. There are lots of reasons to go somewhere, essential reasons.
Absolutely. And I can't stress enough that I think, as I look around our 8-county region, Atlantic is really fortunate in a lot of ways because it is a livable community for our elderly and disabled. And a big piece of that is because between SWTA and the taxis, and then also like vehicles that Heritage House has, et cetera, people are able to get around the community, and they don't have to move to a bigger city to get the service.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Good to know about. And can they get to buy the taxi tickets anytime during the year?
Yeah, they can. A lot of folks come in and they'll buy a month of what they need at a time. Right, they can just stop in the office. Thing to keep in mind, of course, they're one-way tickets, so you'd want to buy two if you wanted to go somewhere and come back.
Okay, good point. Now, I want to move to sort of the other end of the age, but we probably shouldn't just say all people who are using the taxi tickets are necessarily a certain age. But I want to move to the Summer Fun Bus, kind of a new program. I know it's been going on several years, but the Summer Fun Bus, what's the purpose of that?
Well, the purpose of the Summer Fun Bus is that during the summer, there are so many different activities here in Atlantic for our kids to do. But at the same time, we also know that it's very hard sometimes for parents to take time off work, to take their kids to Vacation Bible School or to the library, or et cetera. And so this program, we actually started, I believe, 9 years ago. We've been doing this. But it over time, the cost has crept up slowly to the point where really it was pretty expensive. I think a summer pass last year was $210 for an unlimited pass.
Which was still a bargain if you looked at the big picture. But somebody having to dish out $250, whatever, $210 for every child, ooh, that could add up.
Right. So what we did was reached out to a lot of different folks in the community that provided sponsorships, and we had about 15 or 20 in total. Atlantic Rotary really took the lead and donated $1,001 that put them in a higher category. Brocker Carnes and Carnes, Cass County Health System, and Rolling Hills Bank and Trust, as well as, you know, in the top tier donors. And what that allowed us to do was to two things. One was I wanted to bring the cost down as much as possible. So now it's $40 for an unlimited pass for the summer, or $1 a ride if you just want to buy single rides. And so in my mind now, cost really shouldn't be a barrier to folks. And if it is, they need to talk to us too, because some gave money for the specific purpose of if there's someone who can't afford that. But so if people want to come in and talk to us, we sure will do that. The other one was to publicize this more. So you'll start seeing the buses themselves are going to have the Summer Fun Bus logo on them. They'll have the sponsors on them. They'll really stand out so that, you know, maybe if somebody didn't hear it on the radio or whatnot, they will see it driving around here soon, begin to think, oh, well, maybe we can use that service. So we want to get the cost down to where it wasn't a barrier, and then get the word out as much as we can. And, of course, we send it home with all the school kids and everything. Because, honestly, I want to see it utilized this summer, and we'll evaluate at the end of the summer. You know, okay, we eliminated costs, so to speak. We got the word out there. And then is it just that it's not what the community needs, and then we'll do something else. But I'm hoping for a big year this year.
Okay. Is there an age limit for the children who can use this?
We say kindergarten through high school, so K through 18.
Okay. That's good for parents to know. And again, they need to contact you if they want to purchase a summer pass.
Absolutely. They need to pre-register, which is important for a number of reasons. Obviously, we want to have all the contact information for the child, and, you know, we've got emergency contact info. And then the parent or guardian, they designate where that child can go. So they fill out, you know, maybe they go to daycare at this person's address, and then they're allowed to go to the pool, to the library, and maybe that's it. So then, you know, if you think about maybe say like a 12, 13, 14-year-old student that's a little more independent, they can call us up and say, well, I want to go to the pool at 1 o'clock. And we double check, yep, they're verified to go there, and we go pick them up and take them. Now, obviously, the younger kids we want accompanied, but so it really is the registration is very important. We have folks, obviously, of course, prepay. You know, they can do the summer pass or just buy a certain number of tickets. And then we have that info on who their contacts are, et cetera, and where they can go.
That is a huge responsibility for SWTA, actually. I mean, you're taking on the safety of these children and knowing where they're at. It's a huge responsibility, and I think we need to be very thankful that this is an opportunity available because of you and because of those sponsors. And I just we have run out of time, but I want to say, people, if you want your kids to go to things at the library, just the library special events, you need to check on that too. We want to thank you very much, John McCurdy, for visiting with us today. And until next time, think about all the summer fun.